When Ted Cruz upset Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst in 2012 and was elected to the U.S. Senate, he credited his legion of volunteers.
It is a testament to Republican women, to Tea Party leaders, and to grassroots conservatives.
4 years later, Cruz is counting on those same volunteers to help deliver a presidential primary victory in Texas. The campaign says it has 27,000 volunteers in the state.
I would say 95% of those people that were very beneficial in getting out the vote for Senator Cruz in that hard-fought race came back together.
Joanne Fleming, based in Tyler, Texas, is the executive director of Grassroots America. It's a Tea Party organization that claims to reach hundreds of thousands of voters through email and social media. As Cruz's Texas Tea Party chair, Fleming has helped resurrect the network of activists who worked on his Senate race.
They are the people that are on the ground, and by that I'm saying they are the people that are going neighborhood to neighborhood, knocking on doors, asking neighbors to vote for Senator Cruz.
Fleming believes the most effective get-out-the-vote technique is a personal conversation. But running a close second for Super Tuesday is a cell phone app that's almost made the campaign's traditional phone banks obsolete.
Hello, this is the Cruz campaign calling.
On the phone is Dee Mamone, a volunteer with Texas Republican Women. She's Cruz's phone bank coordinator in Bexar County, only the phone bank as we know it is gone. Instead of a room with rows of volunteers phoning voters, Dee sits alone at her dining room table, dials into a secure network, then calls the numbers that pop up on her cell screen. She ad-libs from a scripted message.
Calling. Have you had a chance to vote?
I have.
Well, I'm hoping that you voted for the consistent conservative Ted Cruz.
Mamone says the iPhone 360 app makes it easier to recruit volunteers and to reach voters.
It's very hard to run a phone bank because people have to get in their car and they have to drive to wherever you are. This is such an easier way, and you reach more people, and you can call at your convenience.
The volunteer effort may be crucial to Cruz as he counts on a big Texas win to lift his campaign. On the last day of early voting, Carissa and Alden Bailey were among those casting their ballots for Cruz at Chauvineau Park City Hall.
I think he has shown that he has done what he said he's going to do, and he certainly is fiscally responsible.
Right now, I think we're looking for someone with character and someone who's trustworthy.
But Trump supporters, including Wayne Metting, were also weighing in.
The only one that is not a professional politician is Donald Trump, and he'll lead the country in the right direction and forget all about the politics and anybody pushing anybody around.
Pam Batiste voted for Marco Rubio.
Small business and health care were a big issue for me because I work for a small business owner, and I know how tough things were in these Obama years and everything, especially with Obamacare.
Tea Party Chair Joanne Fleming believes her candidate is strong on the issues most important to Texas Republicans.
Border security, national security, that is always the number one surveyed issue with us. And second to that would be religious liberty and Second Amendment issues.
Fleming says volunteers are trying to make the connection between those key issues and Cruz, neighbor to neighbor and by phone.
Hello, this is the Cruz campaign calling.
Shelley Coffler, Texas Public Radio News.